This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming recovering politician Thaddeus McCotter, writing a four-point series about why are today's politics so awful. If you'll recall, the last episode was about journalism. This one is about, among other things, the judicial branch and the bureaucracy of Washington, creating conditions that are challenging to those of us who want to participate in the election process, in the debate about policy. You get to a point where you just don't want to talk about Washington and how it does business. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. Your years in Washington taught you a deal about how the system works. It is true today that there is genuine dislike, I'm being cautious here, of the results in Congress. That was not always the case, was that? I don't recall that being the case when you first joined Congress. This is a recent development? That's a question mark. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Well, it's not a recent development. The public has always held politicians in some form of contempt and varying degrees. And so when I got there, it was contempt, but it was less contempt than we see today. The revulsion has escalated over the years. But it's important. One of the things that I tried to put forward in the piece, as you're well aware, John, is that not everyone who's a politician is an elected official. Now, all elected officials can be politicians, true. But people who are judges can be politicians. Bureaucrats can be politicians. So I think that in many ways, when people define politician as only elected officials, they miss the vast majority of politicians in Washington and throughout the country that are impacting their lives. You've sent me an article recently, haven't you, that we can discuss where we can show where bureaucrats are pursuing their own agenda in Washington at the expense of the very chief executive who's supposed to be overseeing them.
Yes, let's read the headline. This is front page Washington Post within these hours. Michael Cranish reporting. James Biden's deal-making caught on FBI tapes in unrelated bribery probe. While Joe Biden campaigned in Mississippi, his brother planned to build a powerful consulting business, a deal that brought him to the periphery of a federal case. This has to do with a very powerful attorney once upon a time, 25 years ago, named Scruggs, who subsequently served time in prison because of bribing a judicial figure about his wish to win a case. The allegations in this piece, FBI tapes, is that Jim Biden, the president's younger brother, accepted $100,000 from Scruggs in 1998 in some fashion to influence Joe Biden's vote on tobacco. Mr. Scruggs was representing those who wanted to charge tobacco companies billions of dollars for damaging the health of Americans, and the vote was on the bubble. It wasn't clear which way it was going to go. Joe Biden at the time, a senator from Delaware, was said to be skeptical of the law. Eventually, the Washington Post tells us, he voted for it. Mr. Scruggs does not say, I paid him $100,000, I got a yes vote. However, the article surrounds that story. What does this illustrate about how the public doesn't like politics, that is?
Well, it shows two things. One, we've known, as Republicans anyways have known, that the deep state, the bureaucracy, had undermined Donald Trump, who was duly elected to ride and set policy for the executive branch. We saw what happened to him. We're seeing it now with Joe Biden. Now, Republicans will be tempted to say, well, this is just the truth coming out. Well, the reality is, as you point out, John, this is a story from 1998. These types of things were clearly well known to many people out in Washington, including people within the FBI. It's an FBI tape. And yet now it's only coming to light. The reality is that the bureaucracy thinks Mr. Biden is not a strong candidate. I think many people in the bureaucracy are working to undermine him, force him not to run so that they can have a better Democratic nominee who would then allow them to continue as they have operating as they've been operating, almost independent of the chief executive. So I think that that's a classic example of politicians who are not elected actually pushing their agenda despite the chief executive elected official who's in place. So it's very disturbing, and it's one more reason that the politics today are so awful, is that you say to yourself, even if there's an election, let's say I elect the Democrat I like or the Republican I like, that doesn't mean that the politicians within the bureaucracy are actually going to follow the instructions of the duly elected chief executive officer. That's very frightening.
What we also have here is an example of how law enforcement in the executive branch, that's the Attorney General and the FBI, the Director of the FBI, can be used for political ends or allow themselves to be used for political ends. My measure of this headline is that if the FBI chose to say nothing, there'd be no story. The FBI had to give up some kind of bona fides for the allegation that they have a tape, had to agree to this. Now, we're told again and again that the FBI is not political. We saw during Russiagate, it was extremely politicized. We were told that it was being cleaned up after the excesses of Russiagate. This suggests to me that it's just the same old business, and therefore a public to doubt the FBI or to doubt the Justice Department, the public is well informed, Thaddeus. Is that your opinion that they're not
Well,
trustworthy?
it belies Mr. Ray's assertion that they did not inject themselves to actually contradict the Hunter Biden disinformation, was Russian disinformation lie. The FBI knew that the laptop was accurate, was real, and yet they stayed mute and allowed the lie to persist throughout the election. Now you're seeing elements of the FBI actually leaking again to try to impugn Mr. Biden's character and force him out of the race. Both instances were wrong. They hid the truth in one instance, and now they're casting a light upon Mr. Biden. It may or may not be false. Because let's remember, John, this story, and this isn't, again, the media is also being used as a political actor willingly. Because when you think about it, what illegality has Mr. Joe Biden been accused of in this story? Much of it has been painting him as somehow doing something wrong. But what in this story could somebody like Andy McCarthy say? Oh, here's where Joe Biden has broken the law and should have been prosecuted. That's not what they're doing. What they're doing is they're trying to create a narrative and a what they would call in law a potentially false light around him, or is what they would say on them, these days. They throw some shade on Joe Biden to try to get him out of the way. And that's kind of what the story's doing. But from everything you've told me, John, and everything the story says, even the individual, Mr. Scruggs, who is not a member of the legendary Flatten Scruggs, says that he doesn't know what happened and can't cite any specific crime. And yet this is being written in the media as if a crime was committed. And I can't find one as of yet in the facts at hand. Can you?
No, I can't. So let's go to a detail in your American Greatness board, piece that I think is revelatory. The public believes that the institutions that are at the hands of politicians, elected and not politicians, those individuals and those institutions do not attend to the needs of the public. They attend to the needs of themselves. Do I read that correctly?
Anybody who's gone Christmas shopping and seen the inflation that is gouging American consumers at the present time can tell you that Washington is not handling their business very well and is certainly not putting the needs of the American people first.
Thaddeus McCotter writing an American Greatness, a four-part series. We've had three about why are politics so awful. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.